You're listening to Conversations About Power. I'm your host, Lynn Coleman, and the creator of the Magnificana Method, which helps you find the words you need to express what you were born to do. In this podcast, we explore power and powerful self-expression. We all have stories to tell about power, so get ready to be inspired. In this conversation about power, I'm talking to Darya Hvala, who's from Slovenia. She's a burnout coach who I also know pretty well. Now, we start the conversation talking about repolishing your purpose after burnout. And I mean, that's a lovely metaphor for what happens. Burnout is, you know, really almost like you've given all your power away. Your body's has no power left. Battery's empty. You've got to start again. And Darya really understands this process. Now, at the start of the call, something weird happens on Zoom. So you'll hear us laughing at the start of the call, but that's what happened. Sorry you can't see it. Continue listening after that because this is a really conscious conversation. Darya always observes and analyzes what's going on in herself, in the others. And she has a very gentle, loving way of looking at the world. And she's talking about her own experiences with feeling powerful and powerless. And what feeling powerful feels like for her as a burnout coach now. And there's a big, big difference. And we'll also explore how people feel about power if they've been on the receiving end of the misuse of power. So if you have a very strong negative reaction to the word power, why not listen to this conversation? Because I think this is really going to help you uncover exactly why that is. Okay, another conversation about power. I'm loving the different perspectives that everybody has, which was what I was sort of hoping for and sort of secretly expecting, that there were going to be lots of different ideas about power. And I'm really curious to see what Darya has to say, because I'm sure she's going to add something really important to the whole conversation. So before we get going about talking about power, Darya, who are you and what do you do?
Oh Jesus, what a simple question, right?
Apparently simple, but
yeah. My name is Darya. I am from the only country with love in its name, Slovenia. I'm from Ljubljana. I'm kind of new into entrepreneurship. This is something that's very important to me. And what do I do? Well, I help women who burn out to actually get back on their feet and see this as an opportunity to, you know, repolish their purpose.
Repolish their purpose. That is lovely. I like that. I like that. That gives a whole different perspective to the idea of burnout, doesn't it?
It does. But do you know what? I mean, when you take time to really get into it, what's been happening, how come that I've burned out, how, what's going on, and is this something that I want to keep doing? You kind of have to have a very good look at what's going on, and there has to be a change. And when this changes towards who am I, what's my purpose, what kind of message and print to the community I want to give, to the world I want to give, there has to be a change.
Yeah. So,
and I think it's got to do a lot with self-value. So there you have it.
Yeah, well, I have been through this happy experience myself. Know what it's like. Not fun at the time at all.
I'm sure you would not call it happy experience at the time of happening,
no.
Would you?
No. It was more of a happening experience than a happy experience. Apparently, it looked like when I went into it, I was told it was like the light went off.
Yeah.
It was just a switch suddenly.
Yeah. Like unplugged, right?
Yeah, it was incredible. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. But and I think you're right. It sort of forces you to rethink, doesn't it? In lots of different ways. Mm. Yeah. So if I say the word power,
What do you say? What associations do you have with that word?
First of all, I have a bodily sensation reaction, which is like tingling and uncomfortable.
Right.
When I'm really honest, it's uncomfortable. So it's almost like, yeah, unfamiliar, you know, like not really pleasant.
Yeah.
But when I start thinking about it, like discovering what's the body telling me and also what's the mind trying to, then I go into memories, and I have two at the same time. The one is when I really felt like I'm in grounded, I'm in my power. And that was when I gave birth to my second child, to my daughter. She was born prematurely, but I was so, so calm and focused and so assured that everything's going to be fine with me and with her.
Yeah.
And I really, so the feeling for me of power or being in power is, funny enough, it's really calm. It's not like this, yes, right, right, but it's like centered and grounded and like, and the other picture that I've got was what we've just, you know, touched on, like when I burned out, when I went to the doctors, and when I got the like permission that I can collapse totally. And then I really felt totally powerless.
Right.
And I felt like, you know, I was plugged up. How do you say it?
Unplugged.
Unplugged, sorry. Yeah. And although then the body was like liveless and I was kind of numb, but I also felt so powerless.
Yeah. What was that powerlessness about? Was it about specific things in your life, or was it about your body not doing what it was supposed to do? Or
I think it was a combination or layering so many things at one time. One was like that was the first time in my life that I felt so hopeless. That was the first time that I, you know, like it hit me. Like I didn't know what was going on. I've never felt anything like it. And I had no energy to do anything.
Yeah.
Not even to move. And I was like, really? I was just existing, basically. While I was talking, I also remembered some other feeling of being in power, which is when I have clients, when I have, you know, people that I coach or have a psychotherapy with, then I feel like I'm in a zone, I'm in flow. And that being, this feeling of being in your own power, it is calm. I feel calm, but I also feel so excited and so like alive, vivid, like bursting with, yes, I'm here. I'm at the right spot. This is me being in my power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I know completely what you mean. And that is, I mean, for some people, that could be something that they're doing by themselves. For other people, that's things that they're doing with other people. I mean, for me, it sometimes happens with writing, but it can also happen with, you know, it happens with talking to people as well. And suddenly something happens and something magical happens. And that's a glorious thing.
It is. It is glorious. Yeah.
Yeah.
As we are talking about this, the first reaction that I've got about power is, I think, way more connected about into being overpowered by somebody else.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, it's about authority. It's about like
domination. I think.
Domination. It's not like we are here, but you know, you are underdog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I wanted to work out when I realized I wanted to talk about power. And I was thinking, power, Lynn, power? Really? you'd be turning into a megalomaniac. What is this about? And then I started reading and finding out I realized I wanted my own definition of power, because the definition that we're being presented by the world was not something I had any ambition to, you know. I do not want to become, you know, a Mr. Trump or anything like that. This is not the kind of power I'm talking about. So I realized quite quickly that our general idea about power is power over. So it's power over others. And especially if we've experienced the power under position, then power has bad associations for us. Why would we like something that means that somebody else has power over us? I mean, it's not a good thing, is it? But I think there's an alternative where what you're talking about, this calmness, but also the energy that comes from the centeredness, being grounded, that, you know, and that is also power for others. It's not a domination thing. So I completely get what you mean about the bodily reactions. Yeah. Yeah. So I think you've probably explained this, but, you know, so you talked about being with clients and then, you know, that feeling in the zone and you know, that helps you feel powerful. But, you know, are there other situations where you notice that you feel powerful apart from giving birth, which is not something you generally do every week, is it?
Yeah. Do you know when? When I feel playfulness. Like, for example, when I'm creating something, even when I'm cooking something, or when I'm in the garden and I observe, you know, like, oh, this has grown and this is ripe and I can do this and that. So again, it's a feeling of like excitement, and that comes really a lot of energy within.
Yeah.
The other thing is something that I love to observe and not take part is like watching waves, you know, hitting the shore or stones, and the power of the nature is like, for me, wow, breathtaking.
Yeah.
Wow. And yeah. I remember one particular situation, one particular spot. It was in Ireland. And I remember the feeling of, I was so, do you know how I felt? I felt like the beauty of nature. And I felt like, if this is the end, I'm fine with that. And it was so primal.
Yeah.
Yet so, so raw and powerful, and like, I surrender kind of, you know, feeling. And it was beautiful, just beautiful.
Yeah.
So in nature, I get those feelings quite a lot. Yeah.
What Maslow would call a peak experience then. So where you just think everything's all right with the world and everything's good and as it should be, and that I had that during a parachute jump. It was the same thing, hurtling towards the earth thinking, well, if I die,
whatever.
I've experienced
whatever.
This it is incredible. So
But you don't feel powerless, do you? It's quite on the contrary.
No, I didn't.
I mean, it's not like giving up.
Choice. It was my choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm. So, although I did doubt my choice just before I jumped out of the plane. I remember doubting my sanity quite extremely at that particular point. So what do you enjoy about power?
To share it.
Right. And with particular people, or?
Yeah, well, obviously with people that I love being around, but also with my clients. I mean, it gives me such a joy when, for example, I start a coaching call with a client who's really feeling powerless, defeated, you know, like, and then I see the difference in the face and I see how they, you know, kind of get alive. This to me is like, so magical, really. Yeah.
So if you're at a point where you notice that your power is sort of like going down or leaking away, or I mean, I think we all know we all have these experiences. However powerful you have been feeling, there are days where it's just not happening, not to the same extent. So what do you do when you'd like to feel more powerful? Is there something specific you do? Is there something specific you go?
Yeah. My natural, you know, I climb to go to kind of shut down, or, you know, like pull myself in, like go away, everybody. And I know that by now that this does not work for me for a longer time. It might work for a few hours.
Yeah.
So I really check in with me, what's going on. You know, I don't push those feelings away. I'm just like curious what's going on. But then I get back into my power. Well, the simplest way for me is to move my body, which could be something as simple as like I sit straight, pull my, you know, my shoulders back, lift my head to see around rather than being and you know, the best or the easiest thing for me is also to go to in my garden, to my garden, to put my hands into the soil, touch the plants, the, you know, pick some tomatoes or raspberry or something like that, or fig on the tree. That's like, or just go buy lavender and smell, and pff, I'm back.
Yeah, I've seen you in your garden. It's definitely your happy place. Yeah, so it's all about, so it's a process of when you're feeling you're going back into your shell, when you, you know, that turtle who's going, you know, or tortoise that's going back into their shell, then it's about acknowledging the feelings. Absolutely not about running away from them, is it? That's the last thing that we, that any of us would, would, you know, that's just not healthy. But you're talking about using sensory input and your body to bring you back, aren't you? Yeah. That's lovely.
What else? I like to put some music on, so I actually move and dance and kind of sing, and, you know.
Yeah.
I also like to call some people that I'm, you know, that they get me and I know I'm going to be received, that they give me space. I also like to talk it through.
Yeah.
Again, you know, sitting by the sea or some water, just be focusing on the sounds of water running. I mean, this is also something that's very, very dear to me. Water is my element.
Absolutely. So, what would you say to business owners who don't feel that powerful or who shy away from power?
So what would I say to business owners that feel not so much connected to power?
Yeah. Maybe someone who's listening to this and getting the same sort of physical reactions that you were describing. What would you suggest they could do? Not that they have to do, but they could try.
First of all, I would suggest not to run away from those feelings, but try to actually do the opposite, which is not be in your head like what's going on, like, oh, this is not, you know, this is not well, or I should have, or have those kind of talks in the voices, but rather to check with your body. You know, what's happening? Where's this feeling? Is it growing? Is it, you know, let's have, you know, just check with body, write it down. You know, what do I feel? You know, is this, what's going on? Like, is there fear? Is there shame? Is there inner critic?
Yeah.
And also remind yourself, like, I also have the tools, the power to get my power back. And that would be like, you know, how do I do that? What do I need? you know, do I need a feeling of being loved enough, lovable? Is the fear that I'm having, is this to do with something that I can control, that I can influence, or is this something that I have no control in, it's outside? Actually just embracing yourself, like you know, yes, giving yourself a hug would feel much better than just go deeper into feeling powerless.
Yeah. I mean, you said, as usual, you said various things that are really, really on point. But something I'd really like to take out of that, you know, zoom in on, is the fact that you said you have to believe that you have the power to get your power back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think that's really essential. You will find a way.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
possible.
It's a moment in time, and this moment in time is just as important as any other moment in time when you feel powerful as well.
Yeah.
You know, because it gives you where you stand, where you, you know, where you are. And I also think, for example, when I feel depleted, my dogs don't love me any less. They don't give a shit. So it's on me for having these kind of feelings, you know? So it's, this all always gives me, okay, so you can get this power back. It's on you.
Yeah.
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 And when I feel it, you know, when I realize this is like a kind of dance, it's this and this. It's, we feel powerful and we feel powerless. And we feel sometimes, you know, more energized, some days less. It's not even days. It might be hours. It might be even minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. You know, and I think with pushing those feelings away, well, yeah, I'd rather not.
No.
I'd rather feel them, but also then get power back by feeling those feelings as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Daria, how can people get in touch with you?
I think the easiest way is on Facebook page, Burnout Bye Bye. And there you can contact me on Messenger or just write me an email, daria.burnoutbyebye.com.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. As ever, whenever I talk to you, there's always, I've made notes, there's always lots of ideas, and I think, oh yeah, that's connected to this. And I absolutely loved how you first connected to your body and your bodily emotions and then talked from there. That's fantastic. So essential that we don't just experience everything here in our lives, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Loved how you did that.
Well, that's my gestalt background.
Right.
And I used to be this person, and that's why I burned out, because I was like here.
Yeah.
At the you know, from the head down, I kind of ignored the rest of the body.
It was just the transportation system for the head. Yeah. I basically live like that. Yeah. Head on a stick, they call it in Dutch.
Makes sense, right?
It makes sense, yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much for this conversation. Really appreciate your openness and, you know, just really showing us the process that you go through to get back into your power, really demonstrating how that works. Absolutely love it. Thank you so, so much for this.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you for giving me the floor to explore as well. That's something I think, especially women, we have more exploring to do, getting back into power.
Absolutely. Just imagine what a wonderful world it's going to be when there's more of us feeling this powerful.
Okay, we are becoming.
Exactly.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Conversations About Power with your host, Lynn Coleman. copywriter and copy coach for coaches, trainers, and healers, and creator of the Magnificana method, which helps you find the words you need to express what you were born to do. You'll find all the contact details in the show notes. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe for more inspiration, and I'd love to hear from you. Meet me on Facebook or Instagram, and let's continue the conversation.